Hello, dear listener, it's Daniel. Now, before we get to this episode, just want to remind you, me and Core just launched a Patreon. For $7 a month, you can get exclusive content. Now, how do you sign up for said exclusive content? Well, we made it easy. There's a link down in the show notes, or go to patreon.com/litdpod. We'll see you soon. Now, let's get to today's episode.
A lot of people are walking in sin, and they're afraid that if they confront one of these things, that it's going to smell right through them and say, you have no authority over me because you're doing this, this, and that. They don't want to be exposed. And so what breaks my heart in spiritual warfare isn't the people that have never been taught it. It's the people that have been taught but are afraid to wield it because they're afraid it's going to expose their sin.
And so what happens in the battle of the mind is when that fear comes in, it opens the door. So here comes heaviness. And now you have a spirit of heaviness on you where you're depressed. And then here comes anxiety. And then here comes this. And it's just these doors that continue to open. And it's significant why Jesus told his disciples to tarry. And whenever that happens to me and I feel like, okay, somebody said something or something happened, I just remember, okay, calm down, tarry for a moment. Lord, what's going on with this?
It's not just that at the end of the day you get in a fight with your spouse or you lose a friend. This is what happens, and this is why I've been getting a lot more intentional about trying to decipher these vain imaginations. Satan is only going to interfere with you on that level if you're about to come into some sort of understanding or spiritual growth or blessing, and he's got to take it from you.
The worst thing you want to be is a coward in the Lord's eyes. There's a scripture, and I can't remember which one, but it talks about this group of people that go into the lake of fire. The very first name on that list is the coward. I didn't even know about this scripture. The Lord says, go to your Bible and open it, and I just flip it open, read, and it's on there, and he says, read. Now look, to who? And they're going, well, they're going to the lake of fire?
Well, this is the good part. You're about to start the free members preview. And I tell you what, it's free. It is. But we know what's going to happen, Core.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get into this. Your mouth's going to start salivating. You're going to be enjoying it. It's going to be a delight to your ear holes and to your spirit, obviously. And then right when you're getting settled in, we're going to yank the rug from underneath you and tell you that's all you get for a preview.
It's true. Essentially, this is like going to Golden Corral and thinking, I don't have to finish it. I can take some home. But guys, there's no to-go bag here. You have to pay the price if you want the rest of this. And that price really isn't that bad, actually. Quite affordable.
Oh, it's only $7 a month. I can't think of that many things that you can get for $7 a month anymore. Gosh, with the way inflation's going.
Yeah. I mean, you could get a really demonically infused cup of coffee, if you will. Okay? You could subscribe to one of these other services that's not going to make your spirit man and your tum-tum feel good.
Shots fired. Well, you can sign up, dear listener, by going to Patreon. That's patreon.com/LITDpod, or by clicking the link down on the show notes. Sign up for a subscription, $7 a month. That's very low, and you'll be able to get this full episode as well as all of our members' episodes. So, I guess it's time for us to let you get to this little preview. The first taste is free.
That's right. But you'll be hooked. Anyway, enjoy. We'll see you in a few minutes. Well, I am so excited to once again welcome back to the show two of our most favorite guests, Vicky Joy Anderson and Dark Waters. Welcome back, y'all. It's good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you, guys. I'm happy to be back with you. It's awesome to hang out with you, too. I'm ready to talk, and and let's get into it.
Man, just in looking forward to this conversation, it kind of clicked for me. I'm like, this is our interview where we've gone from being just fans of both of you to being friends with both of you. And still fans, don't get me wrong. Yeah, still fans.
We're fanboying now. That's fair. That's fair.
Hey, bro, I'm your stop. Fan too, bro. Don't trip.
It just got worse. And, you know, we picked a pretty shallow topic to bring you both on to discuss. I mean, there's not much to it. It won't take long. You know, spiritual warfare, right?
Yeah, 2 minutes, we'll be done with that.
Yeah. In and out, we'll do some plugs for y'all, and that'll be the show.
We can just give a cursory glance since this is discussed in depth every Sunday at church, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why it almost felt redundant to talk about it here, is just because this happens, yeah, about every Sunday.
Ad nauseum, I have to say. It's yes, yes.
But, you know, in all seriousness, this is just something we felt the Lord really leading us to do, you guys. And in conversations with both of you on and off, Mike, it's just something you're both very passionate about that we've learned from both of you, you know, just on this topic, different ways to approach it. And to get serious, listeners, this isn't something they talk about every Sunday. You know, and unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people, and fortunately, I should say, who are going to hear this for the first time. And what it is and why it matters. So the Lord gave us a list of questions really to break it down. We sought him on it because we said, you know, how do you want us to do this, Father? What's the best way to go about it? And I stare at said list in front of me. So to get us going, honestly, the first question, and either one of you take it, what is spiritual warfare? What is that?
You want to take it, Vicky?
I'll take it, and then I'll pass the baton to you, and you can perfect it.
Give me an alley-oop.
That's right. Oh, man. So, obviously, the first place most people go, most Christians, they at least will know Ephesians 6:12, right? The battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, archons, spiritual forces of darkness and wickedness in the heavenly places. And that's a lot to unpack, especially if you're going back to the Greek. Where are those heavenly places? Who are these archons, et cetera, et cetera? But I think what a lot of people don't necessarily always pull out of that text is that the battle's not against flesh and blood, but that's the mask that these things hide behind. So a lot of the spiritual warfare that we're easy to pick out, the church splits and all of the division that they're creating in the world, where men and women have to bicker back and forth, and gay and straight are bickering, and generations are now bickering. I'm Gen X, I'm millennial. They're every possible orientation that they can pit against each other, they're going to pit against each other, and it's going to look like the battle is against flesh and blood. But pretty much creeping behind any issue that we're having down here is some level of spiritual warfare. And if that wasn't true, we wouldn't be instructed to take every thought captive. It doesn't tell us to take the bad thoughts captive, or, you know, take the thoughts captive when something really big is going on in our life. Every thought that runs through our head can potentially be snagged in the cosmic butterfly net and used against us for turmoil and destruction, killing, stealing, destroying. Mm. And so it really goes from a very micro level all the way up into the dramatic. Everybody wants to talk about the Linda Blairs and the spitting up pea soup and the exorcisms and all that stuff. And that stuff's out there. But just shutting off that alarm clock and getting through a day, you are going to encounter levels of spiritual warfare. And if you don't recognize it, you're going to be dealing with a lot of things that you don't have to be dealing with, because we have authority over these demons.
Wow. I will piggyback on that, and I'll say this. That was a very high level assessment of it. I'll drop down to a personal level of it. For those of you listening, and try and make it even applicable to daily life, but piggybacking on what Vicky just said, spiritual warfare is an indication of where you are spiritually. So battles that you encounter those battles for a reason. So speaking from my perspective, there's been battles that I've had that are battles that are distractions. There have been battles that I've had that have been battles to deal with people who are envious and jealous of me. And those battles are battles I'm not supposed to fight in the natural realm. Those are battles I'm supposed to fight in the spiritual realm. There are battles that I've fought that were designed just to make me say something negative against God. Just i.e. Job. Remember, Job's wife told him, curse the Lord and curse God and die, right? So warfare happens for a bunch of reasons. I mean, it happens for a whole lot of reasons. The one thing I can say to you that you should be confident in is that at the end of the day, in the Bible, it says we know all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called to his purpose. So it says we know. How do we know all things? See, warfare is a way that you get to know all things work together for the good of the Lord. So most people, when they talk about warfare, they start with the basics. Like, for example, somebody who having trouble sleeping, sleep paralysis, things of that nature. And for some reason, that's kind of like the introductory to the warfare. Like, it's just like the introductory level. People start getting pulled in their sleep. My son just recently went through it. He was like, Pops, I prayed for my friend. And that same night I had a dream and there was this kid in the dream and I was praying for the kid. And then the kid turned around and he wasn't human. And when I woke up, there was something pressing me. And I was like, well, were you afraid? Because it was trying to bring you into fear. He was like, no, I know God protects me. So I rebuked it and I went on about my business. And so it's almost like that's the introductory doorway. And that it's like a two way door. Matter of fact, you know, the doors in the hotels where you go in and they spin and you push it and it spins around. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that. If you just go in and you don't understand that it's spinning and it's supposed to bring you back around to the Lord and to understand his power and his might and your authority, then you just go in the door or you just spin around and you in fear and you just spin and spin and spin and spin it. But once you understand it's designed for you to understand the Lord and your power and your authority, then you start to have fun. They get to come in and you pray and you pray in the spirit and you got to the point to where you've charged up kind of like Goku to where when they come and they'd be like, oh, we're going to pressure you in your sleep. You sit straight up and look around like, who is that pressing on me? I rebuke you. I asked an angel to come get you. Matter of fact, angels, why don't y'all beat him upside his head for even coming in my house and drag him to hell for doing it. And so to me, spiritual warfare is, it's a unique roadway to getting to know God. I mean, you know him in his dimensions, his diverse dimensions of his power and his might when you go through warfare. And I'm gonna leave it at that.
Mm. Yeah. Is it, and I don't want to put words in either of your mouths, but kind of what you're both saying, it's like you rely on him even more in that moment because, yeah, I guess relationship deepens even more with the Father at that point. Cause it's like, he's going to fight on my behalf. He's going to send angels to war on my behalf. I mean, who the heck wouldn't grow closer to somebody who's going to fight the battle for you, with you? I mean, is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, I would say it's a unique invitation to get to know him better, because I can tell you the lessons that I've learned from warfare. Like, I know, for example, there's people who they go to church. They don't understand Christianity is something that has to be practiced, right? And it's something you practice daily through prayer, through studying, through fasting. Well, what's a better way to know that you need to practice it daily than things coming after you daily? It's a unique doorway that not everybody goes through. And it depends on the reason why. Some people have mantles on their heads. Some people have destinies that they're designed, that they're supposed to do mighty things they're supposed to do for the Lord. And there are things pursuing you because of that. And so for me, it's a unique doorway where you get to know him in his offices, know him in his dimensions, know him as mercy, know him as grace, know him as love, know him as the man of war, know him as your healer. You get to know him. And so I think oftentimes people, when we talk about spiritual warfare, people end up being afraid, like, ooh, I'm spooked out. Well, if you study, then you'll understand it's a unique opportunity to get to know him, because you know that demons are real because there's a demon pressing you in your sleep. And you know Jesus is real because you rebuked it in the name of Jesus and it went away. So you woke up, Jesus, and it runs. Okay, there you go. You got your proof. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Point blank. You got your
Amen.
Proof.
I just want to corroborate that too. The word of God, there's a reason why the word is the sword of the spirit in the armor, right? And it's an offensive weapon. It's pointy. It pokes, it hurts people. It draws blood, right? And I find that a lot of Christians, if they're not practicing, they are, they're in the front lines of battle and they're using their shield as their weapon, right? It's a defensive tactic. It's don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. I'm afraid. Jesus, help me. I'm scared. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. And that is a way different approach to, say, King David, who ran with all of his might toward the giant, right? He was facing that thing down. And so I really think that one of the advantages to knowing the word and knowing the Lord is that in spiritual warfare situations, you are courageous. In fact, you have zeal. You're emboldened. Your sleep paralysis stories aren't, I was so scared I couldn't move and I prayed, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me. And it went away. But oh my gosh, I was like scared for the whole next day. That is not the testimony that we need. Now, that's how we learn warfare. That's where we all start. But if you're 20 years down the road and you're still having it and you're still just banging them over the head with the shield instead of getting that sword out, at some point we have to mature in the word. We got to get weaned off the milk. And at some point we got to take that sword out of the scabbard and we have to defensively ward these things off rather than feeling like the victim in the situation. We have so much authority in this situation. And I think a lot of people are weak in these situations because they don't know their authority. They haven't learned how to use it. They haven't been taught. But I think another thing that I see is a lot of people are walking in sin and they're afraid that if they confront one of these things, that it's going to smell right through them and say, you have no authority over me because you're doing this, this, and that. They don't want to be exposed. And I think that a lot of people do understand that if you're going to be commanding demons in the name of Jesus, you have to be walking with Jesus. You have to be living under the shadow of the Almighty. You have to, according to Psalm 91, you have to make Jehovah your dwelling place. That's threshold language. That's, I have stepped over the threshold into his tent. I'm living under his authority. And so what breaks my heart in spiritual warfare isn't the people that have never been taught it. It's the people that have been taught, but are afraid to wield it because they're afraid it's going to expose their sin. And if you're going to be a warrior on the battlefield, you're going to have to be killing your sin, and you're going to have part of your power and your zeal and your courage, to face these things down is the fact that you know who you are in the Lord. Not that you've, obtained sinless perfection, but because you know in whom you've believed and you know that he's faithful and you know that he is wielding that sword. The power behind that sword is his strength and his right arm. And unfortunately, I do think that there's a lot of people who are leery of spiritual warfare because they are afraid that maybe God won't fight for me because I certainly haven't been fighting for him.
Mm. Dang.
Wow. Let me piggyback off that one, guys. And Vicky is so 100% right. Mm. So, for example, outside of understanding, let's go back to the terminology of you have to practice Christianity, right? And I'll put it to you like this. So anybody who's ever talked to somebody who's a sorcerer or a diviner or a person who practices witchcraft, there's a reason why they call it practicing witchcraft, because those mm-hmm. people are ascending to levels of understanding in that religion that they call it, it's levels of understanding. If you're not a practicing Christian, you may have been baptized, covered in the blood, but you're not practicing, then you find yourself in a situation where you are sitting in sin that you're not supposed to be sitting in.
Whoa. I'm going to have to stop you right there. That's all the preview you're going to get.
And yes, you do want more. You will want more. And you can have more for $7 a month. And you know what? I got a feeling you'll be back.
You're going to be like those pesky Star Wars sequels. Just keep coming back again and again and again and again. Everyone after A New Hope was just a waste. And
why do you do things to hurt me? And I would agree with you. Just not after the first movie. I think a few sequels were all right. Jeez.
Nah, Anyway, you can go to patreon.com/LITDpod or click on the link down in the show notes. Start a membership for just an easy $7 a month, and you can listen to this episode in its entirety, as well as all of our other members' content that we'll be rolling out past, present, and future.
Not only do we encourage you to check out all the Star Wars sequels, we also encourage you to check out our full catalog of episodes, which will only drive you to the Patreon page more. Because if that's what we give you for free, goodness gracious, what's on the other side of that paywall? Well, there's only one way to find out, and you're two clicks away.
Two clicks, seven clams. Till then,
take care, y'all.